Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. One day ago, 24 hours ago, right here, right now. I said yesterday, maybe we would feel a lot better today. I don't know how you feel, but I feel a ton better because our savior has arrived. Rhea Carson Wentz is back Sunday, 1 o'clock against Indianapolis. The kid is back at the controls. You got Rhea.
Yes.
Rhea told me. She's texted me. Who are you doing? You getting your hair done or
yes,
something?
Yes, I was getting my hair done.
Oh, you did? But, like, did you do a whoa right in the hair salon?
No, I saw it, and I text you, and then I got a whoopee from
you. Yes, because that's what I went whoopee. Right, and then I went, wow, I can't wait for the outpouring of joy and excitement. But this is a slightly different world we live in now than we did before last season. And I'm going to be on yesterday, Jonesy. Keith Jones here today. Jonesy, yesterday I came on and I went, I'm not so sure we're in the same world because Brindley Gouten, who's a guest today at 8 o'clock, said, I can handle a loss better now. We won the Super Bowl. And I went, wow. And then the first hour of the show, nobody was that angry.
Yeah.
Nobody was that upset. And then, I don't know, maybe because we got a momentum going, they started to get upset. I assume when they announced at noon yesterday that Carson Wentz was going to be starting, that our long 9-month wait was over, Al, you could have had a baby. Do you realize if somebody got impregnated on December 10th, they would all, wow, that's really kind of like
you,
my,
what do you have now?
Kind of like my granddaughter.
Yeah.
Little,
that's right.
It's almost identical.
Yeah.
I would not think about that too deeply.
No, I'm not. But Rhea, what I'm saying is 9 months is how long you wait for a baby.
It's almost 10, but everybody likes to think it's 9.
Well, you know what, Rhea? Sometimes it takes another week or two when it's the first one. So anyway, he's back. Everything's good with Wentz.
Yeah.
And it's so beautiful that it happened. I am not feeling the total love yet.
I'm not.
You know what I'm hearing? Nervousness.
Well, no. He's a little rusty, but...
No, let me take you through what happened yesterday, because it was fat. Rhea's so intuitive. What I love about Rhea is, and I think it might be a gender thing, women are smarter than men.
I'm not sure about that.
But we had on Doug Peterson, and I wanted to save my big question for the end. And then I went, I got a two-part question. Has Carson Wentz been cleared to play, and will he start Sunday against Indianapolis? And, well, I'll just give you a little bit of the answer, because the answer that he gave was a tip-off that he was going to do this because he was already tamping down expectations before the official announcement, like 3 hours later. Listen.
You know, Carson's a great player. He's a great player. And, you know, go back to my statement I made a year ago. One man can make a difference, but a team can make a miracle. We understand Carson's a great player, but this team, we got to get this team better. So it's my job to make sure this team is better. Whoever the quarterback is moving forward, we got to get better.
So Rhea said, Jonesy, Rhea said, well, that he's playing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't official.
No.
There was no official. And then, you know, and Doug, look, he's changing some this year, and it's bothered me a little bit. But he had a moment there to really make it dramatic. Now, wouldn't you have made it dramatic? And wait, he knew this city was waiting 9 months. I need it. Oh, put your mic on.
I think he was less than...
No, this was blasé.
He was too calm.
Yeah, he didn't want to make it dramatic because then it would have been counter to what he just said.
Yeah, calm down. It's going to take a while. Work in progress. Kind of thing.
Plus, he's got other. Yeah. Plus, he's the coach. Let's think about it. If Wentz comes back and everything is better, what the hell you need a coach? All you need is a quarterback.
No,
he's going to get the whole team better.
Anyway, here's the way he announced it. It was not dramatic enough for me.
You've been waiting for this day forever, for 12 months, right? No, he has been cleared. He has been cleared, and so we're all excited about that.
There you go.
Didn't sound like it.
Well, it didn't sound that excited at all. right? And then now the next thing he said was exciting because, first of all, he's telling everybody, be careful on your expectations. He hasn't played in over 9 months. All right, let me start with that concept. I don't buy it, all right? I don't buy it, Jonesy. And again, I'm so thrilled you're here because you're like our ACL expert, right? But the guy did practice from the beginning of training camp all the way to now. And Wentz, the only thing Wentz did not face during that two-month process was the actual fear of getting hit.
Yeah, which is a big deal.
I'm not minimizing that, but he doesn't seem like a timid player anyway.
No, he's not.
Why can't I expect a very nice performance Sunday in a win over Indy?
I think you should.
Right?
But I think if you're the head coach, you want to keep things a little bit lower as far as the expectation goes to buy your guy some time just in case he's not that smooth when he returns.
No, I get it.
That's
But to me, if he throws a pick on the first series...
Yeah.
I will be irritated.
Yeah, you should be. Get irritated.
It'll still bother me.
Yes, get irritated.
You know, we'll go, oh, no, I can't get mad. He's rusty. I need to give him time. Yes, I'll give him time. I love the kid. I'll give him all the time he needs. But I'm still going to root in the moment for whatever the hell's going on.
But the biggest thing that I will watch for is the play calling with him back there.
Yeah.
Is he going to be put in aggressive situations where he's going to try to run the ball on his own? I'm going to be holding my breath
when
he gets hit the first time.
That's Jonesy. That's what everybody's going to be waiting for, that
first hit. All right. Now I'm going to let you, because that is the big issue. The big issue is, will they tweak it at all to try to protect him? And I actually believe the coach when he said, how they would approach him coming back and how daring they would be. Here.
No, I mean, in my mind, you know, and we all felt the same way that he's cleared, and there's no need to hold back. Now, we're still going to have conversations about protecting yourself as we do with all the quarterbacks and, you know, making sure we do the right things there, but there's no limitations.
All right, no limitations. All right, so hold on. But, Doc, you guys are really scared, aren't you?
Think about the game yesterday. How many times did Nick get hit? It's part of the game. I'm not going to coach scared. I'm not going to coach paranoid. I'm not going to go in thinking, oh, no, we can't do this. We can't do that. We just have to continue to go play. And I got to coach that way. And that's where the confidence with the team comes.
All right. So what we're saying here is stop being nervous. He's back. We waited so long. Al, there was nothing happening in this city through an entire pennant race, through the whole start of the season after the Super Bowl. There was nothing more anticipated than what happened yesterday. Is that correct?
Nope. There was
a
second start.
Is that not the number one wish of the Philadelphia sports fan?
Yep. Second. It's the second opening of the season.
It is. Really is.
Really the real opening.
And I even said yesterday, the one thing to remove this bad taste after a terrible performance on Sunday would be to told we're turning the page, Wentz is back, everybody's fine.
Yeah.
Weird. And then I realized, you know, this is weird about the world today. Our memories are not so good. We're always in the moment with social media, tweeting, and all this stuff that we don't really retain what's going on in the past.
I think that's accurate.
So with the I came in today. It just occurred to me, and Joe Wechter was already working at it because he's a brilliant producer. And I said, Joe, we need to remind people of what this kid is and what we're getting back because – And again, in a minute, I'll deal with Nick Foles because there's a lot of, happiness and hots and flowers kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's not my style.
No.
But a lot of people want to, you know, do like little testimonials
and stuff.
No,
go get them. Go
right,
get them.
After what I saw Sunday, it's good where you are now with the clipboard. Thank you very much. But anyway, back to this.
Here he goes.
You're brutal.
No, that seems cold, really.
You're not alone.
That seems cold. But the fact of the matter is there's no comparison between Nick Foles, Super Bowl or no Super Bowl, and what we got here with Carson Wentz. So we have put together a little reminder of the magic of Carson Wentz.
Wentz fakes, rolls, looks, fires, touchdown! He dashes to his left. He dashes to his right. He is starting to run. Now he fires downfield. Caught! Aguilar, 3 of the 10! Touchdown, Eagles! Big chase. He's rolling. He's going to pump. He throws it. Complete. He's got Ertz. Wentz extended the play, and Ertz opened up.
He is going deep down the far side. It is caught and being pulled down inside the 5-yard line is Nelson Aguilar. You want the deep pass? You got it right there, and it was a strike.
Wentz looking, pumping, firing. It is complete. Touchdown, Alshon Jeffrey. He threw a bullseye
between the 1 and the 7. Carson Wentz dipping and dodging and diving for 11 yards. What a perfectly feathered pass.
Wow.
Here comes the rush. Wentz, they've got him. They've got him. He escapes. He's across the 30, the 35, the 40. He's got a first down out at the 44-yard line. How'd he do it? How'd he do it?
I thought you said they got him.
They did. They had him. He disappeared.
Carson Wentz, that's just magical.
Thank you very much. Good job, Joe. And that's, believe me, we're barely scratching the surface. And, you know, with all due respect to Foles, he gave us a Super Bowl championship.
Yeah.
Which is a gift no other player ever gave to this city. And for he will be beloved forever. But frankly, we are so much better off right now than we were yesterday at this time. So much yes. better off, because that guy right there. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about, Josie. You understand this. And again, Foles is an excellent quarterback and a phenomenal backup quarterback. But if you're down inside of 4 minutes and you got to score twice, and the call comes in from Doug Peterson to run the ball up the middle, not one time, not two times, but three times.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this kid that got A's in every class he ever was in at North Dakota State, you think he's going to keep running, or is he going to check off the play?
He's going to check off.
Is he going to try to preserve more than 2 minutes and 41 seconds to get the ball, stop the other team, get the ball, and come down and score?
Yes, he is.
See, because yesterday I got into this big thing with Peterson, and I went, why didn't you just preserve more? We didn't need more time. He said, all we had to do was get him three and out, and we were fine.
Did you believe a second of that?
What else did he mean by it? What I'm telling you is, and Peterson's a great coach. I'm not diminishing him either.
Mm-hmm.
But this kid is like a safety valve. He's so smart on his own that if somebody's making a mistake, he'll fix it.
Yeah.
He'll fix it.
Yeah.
He'll figure something out. This kid is one of the best quarterbacks 2 years into his career I have ever seen in my life.
Yeah, and you know that.
Right.
And Foles knows that.
Right.
And you can be sure that Foles knew that right. Wentz was coming back this week. He played like he knew Wentz was coming
he
back.
He did.
Yes.
He did.
Yes, he did.
Because I kept saying he was, but I wasn't sure.
No, I would be shocked if Foles did not know that Wentz was coming back.
Really? So that's in the mind of the athlete. This is my swan song.
It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. You recognize that the guy that's better than you is right on the horizon of returning to the lineup, and at times you don't perform as well as you're capable of.
Right.
Foles knew there was nobody else coming in for the Super Bowl. He knew he had to do it himself, and he did.
All right, let me go through this now, Jonesy, because you're great at getting inside the psyche of the player and the coach. Is Peterson actually worried that Wentz might go down right away? Is he frightened of it? Is it going to affect the way he coaches a game?
I would be fearful of that I was him.
All right.
Yes. I don't think that Wentz feels that way.
He doesn't.
I think Wentz is going to be out there and he's going to play like Carson Wentz.
All right. Let's take you. You've had many of these knee injuries. The first time you had ACL surgery, you went back out for your first NHL game.
Mm-hmm.
Were you tentative? What was your mindset playing that game, knowing that you were testing the knee for the first
time? My mindset was not to be tentative.
Yeah.
But the fact that I was thinking about it forces you to kind of play the game a little bit differently as you almost tiptoe your way back into it, and it's not the way to approach it.
How long did it take you before you were comfortable?
It took me a few games, but not long.
Not long.
Not long.
You took a hit or two, and you realized it'll hold up.
You knew it wasn't going to. Right. That was not going to be an issue.
Well, everybody's been nervous about this from the beginning, including my neighbor, who's a therapist, who said he is predicting doom.
I wouldn't predict.
And let
that.
Me just say this. All right.
When are we getting the neighbor on as a guest?
No, I can't put him on. His head is already really big. But here's the thing. All right. Besides, he likes me as a relay man. All right.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
And I have a neighbor who's a doctor who also thinks Wentz shouldn't be playing. But
I'm
Gary,
with him.
Gary's wrong too.
I'm with Gary.
Gary's not.
You're good. With. You don't think he should be playing?
No.
Oh, wait a minute. All right.
Here we go.
All right. When should he play? Doctor Hughes.
I'm not a doctor, and I've not examined the patient, but I would not play him for a couple more weeks.
Wow. Interesting. Rhea is playing Al. Would you play him?
Yeah. Doctor says you can go.
Doctor. Doctor's not going to risk his reputation unless he's pretty sure everything's okay.
And the athlete knows he can go.
And the athlete, no, they said.
He knows. He's been ready to go from the start of the season.
Peterson said Wentz wanted to start the season.
Yeah, he did.
Well, of course
Wentz
he did.
Wentz was determined to start the season. I don't think they could have held him back much longer.
No.
All right, but anyway, that will be our question today. Do you think they made the right move bringing him back now?
Yes.
We'll ask you that. Here's one other thing we're going to do. Because my anticipation is, though it has not been reflected at StubHub, is that there are a ton of people that would like to be at the game Sunday to see the kid come back. Wouldn't you think that would enhance the value of a ticket?
Yeah.
It didn't on StubHub yesterday. For some reason, it didn't. I will tell you how we're doing this when we come back. We're doing our contest today framed around something the coach said when he was talking about Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
But before I play that for you, just because I know this is an easy contest and our early people will have an advantage, I want you to call in on faith. I want you to take a shot at the tickets not knowing what the contest is. I'll reveal it right after we come back. We got a little something we want to play with it, right? But I want you to have enough confidence in yourself that you will have a good answer to our question and win those tickets. The top five people will go in a hat, and we will pluck out tickets, great seats, to see the Eagles play Indy, and more importantly, to see Wentz return. That first run onto the field, Rhea, you'll be there.
I will,
Will that be a nice ovation?
Oh, absolutely. It will be thunderous.
They'll outpouring of love for the kid. 888-729-9494. Who has enough faith to call in now? Give me some conversation. You kind of know what we're talking about. And then I will give you a chance to be at that game Sunday when he comes back in great seats. 888-729-9494. Do you have confidence in yourself and your knowledge of pop culture? WIP Sports Time, 668.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.